me, but you will respect me.
Back to my Beyonce, back to my Beyonce. Yes, my.
The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity.
Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? And you know what time it is. You're now locked back into the Little Miss Entertainment Show. What's up? How are all of you doing? I hope everybody is just staying sane. I hope all of you are reminding yourself and giving yourself positive affirmations, because I know that it can be very hard in quarantine and isolation and all of that stuff. So this is your daily reminder that you're handsome, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're smart, you are doing A-okay, because I want everybody to know that we will make it through all of this craziness. I won't hold up the show. We have such a special guest. She is a boss babe. She's an entrepreneur. She is doing the damn thing. She is gorgeous, intelligent, all of the above. It is none other than Maya of the MC Bride Squad. Say what's up, Maya.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. So just a little backstory. I always tell all of you guys out there, the internet is made to be used for good. And I met Maya through the internet. She was one of my people that I started following. And I was like, so inspired by her page. And I was like, I got to get her on the show, because she, whoever's running this page knows what they're doing. So that's how I met Maya. And she is the owner and operator of the IG blog, MC Bride Squad. Get it right. It's not Mick Bride Squad. It's MC Bride Squad. It is her initials.
Yes, I know. I get Mick Bride Squad all the time. I can totally understand why. Because obviously on Instagram, you're not able to kind of space it out. So I know I've just been going back and forth so much with like just letting everyone call it McBride Squad, because I feel like there's been so many people on other platforms that have been like, oh my gosh, and I saw this page, McBride Squad, and I feel like now everyone's just kind of like on the McBride Squad train. Yeah. So yeah. I've been going back and forth with my husband, and I'm like, I guess the MC can still be me, but so.
No, I like it. I'm of Irish heritage, and you have it right. It's capital M, capital C if it's your initials. It's capital M, lowercase C.
Lowercase
C. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I know. That's what, you know, what can you do?
So Maya, just tell everybody out there, what inspired you to start your bridal blog and your Instagram page?
Well, I am actually a wedding planner as well. And so as I was planning weddings, I'm always interacting with the bride and her bridesmaids, which I, you know, love to call bride squad. And just after doing that for such a long time, I've just started to kind of notice, I just kind of wanted to cultivate that relationship a little bit more with the bridesmaids and her, with the bridesmaids and the bride. I wanted to see bridesmaids more involved in the actual planning process with the bride too, because a lot of times people don't realize how stressful it can be. And sometimes it's just nice to have your girls there with you to A, help you make decisions with your mom or whoever else is helping you plan. So it's just nice to have that sister with you there too, to kind of get through some of the planning decisions that you have to, that you come across. I just figured, I was like, hey, you know, why not highlight the bridesmaids, you know, give them kind of like an incentive to kind of like work through it. So I love it.
Yeah. So as you guys all heard, Maya, she is a wedding planner, and that's probably like step one, very important in the process of planning a wedding. What is your favorite step? Like, what is your favorite part of the process of the wedding? Is it the engagement? Is it the bridal shower? Is it, you know, the bridesmaids? Like, what part of the wedding is your favorite part of the process?
Oh, You know, it's such a hard decision just to kind of like just pick just one. It's a hard choice, but I would have to go with the big day, the wedding, just because the wedding just brings everything together. So I love a well-organized planning process where the bridal proposal makes sense with the bridal shower, which leads up to the bachelorette party, and then that kind of just all comes together on the big day. So I'd have to go with the wedding day. And to be more specific, although I love the ceremony, that's what it is all about, but the reception is just, oh, it's magical.
I think for any wedding planner, that is the piece de resistance, right? Like that is the part where you see it all come together. You see the
All
guests
come
get to see the
together.
finished product. I mean, I would have to agree. I really, really, really love just the fact of the party, right? After all the stress,
Right.
here is the party that you get to have. That
That's
is
where all the real work is. A
it.
ceremony takes anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. I've seen a ceremony as short as 15 minutes.
That's what they tell, like, obviously I'm planning my wedding as well. And they're like, that ceremony is going to be in and out. What else do you want to do in that time? And I'm like, what?
Listen, I'm always telling brides, I'm like, if you want to go big with like your florals and decor in the ceremony, make sure you are able to utilize that in the reception. Unless you just have an unlimited budget, then do you?
100%. So, what are some of the trends that you're starting to see when it comes to like the wedding planning? I know that, it was there was a lot of like pinks previously, and then you saw these mismatch bridesmaids dresses. What have you seen, and what do you think are going to be
Right.
the next big trends?
So I think like the next big trend, which has already kind of started, so 2020 has kind of like kick started, but the furniture. So you're gonna see a lot more soft seating at ceremonies and receptions. You're gonna see a lot more lounge areas incorporated within the design. And so I'm super excited about that because banquet chairs, they're done. So now everyone's just kind of incorporating these regal, seating for their guests as well.
That's really like I love that look. More relaxed, more. It doesn't even have to be relaxed. It's more of like you said, it's almost like nightclub feel. Like I'm in an ultra lounge. Like I'm in the VIP section. So, that's awesome to hear that that's a trend that's going to take place. So, there's so many things out on the internet, right? We get inundated with these like celebrity proposals and weddings and all of that. What was one of your favorite like celebrity weddings or proposals that you have seen?
Okay, so oh gosh, I feel like everyone's gonna like kill me on the internet. I forgot her name. I feel like it's Jenny, but Jeezy's. So it's a recent proposal. So I'm like obsessed with their proposal and like their story. It's very heartwarming. So I love it. I can't get during the Bobby Brown and not Bobby Brown. Oh gosh, you guys don't kill me. During the Teddy Riley and Babyface battle when they were playing this song. What's the song? Oh my gosh, because gosh, I feel like because I put myself on the spot, but the Teddy, Tevin Campbell, please help me out. Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Yes. Okay, so as soon as that song started playing, I'm like butchering the story now, but maybe people will follow with me. But as soon as that song played, all I could think about was just Jeezy and Jenny in that convertible. And when they're just driving by and she was singing the song, and you could just feel how in love they were. And then like a month later to find out like they're proposed pr he proposed to her. It was just so amazing. I loved it.
They're a very cute couple. They've been keeping me very entertained under quarantine because I think her mom is like
Her
quarantined with them.
mom.
And Jeezy likes always teasing her mom, so they're very cute. Is there a particular celebrity wedding that you've seen that you were like, oh my gosh, this wedding was absolutely gorgeous?
So Gabrielle Union and Dwyane Wade, their wedding was beautiful. I'll never forget that, all the way down to their cute handshake that they did after they did their vows. The decor was on point. I loved everything about their wedding.
Yeah, their wedding was super beautiful. You know, there's the wedding that the internet, y'all don't kill me. I think people are over it by now because it was a little bit of scandal in their relationship. But I thought Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys' wedding was probably one of the most gorgeous weddings that I had seen in like quite some time. Like,
yeah.
From like her selection and her dress and her headpiece, and it seemed like their reception was like in this like beautiful pool area, and they like had mm-hmm. the tables all around the pool. I'm an outdoorsy person. I just like love their wedding. You know, people had what they were gonna say about how they met, but I thought that was a beautiful wedding.
A beautiful wedding. No, I thought it was beautiful too. And it's just like, hey, you know. No judgment here. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But like you said, that wedding, though, what we got to see, that was beautiful. And I loved everything about their wedding, too. And Justin Bieber, his wedding was gorgeous, too. Mindy Wise always does a great job. Like, she's basically anything that Mindy Wise is involved in, the celebrity planner, I love that. Yeah, like, I follow her pretty heavy, so I'm obsessed. And, you know, since we're Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's wedding, I mean, regardless, like, how you feel, their wedding was beautiful.
Their wedding was over the top for the fact that they had kind of their rehearsal dinner in Paris and privately flew everybody to Italy for their wedding. It don't get no more over the top than that, but it was just so perfectly done. Even the simplicity of Kim's dress and attire of the whole entire the bridal party, I just thought it was so well done. And if you guys want, low key, y'all know out there, I like keeping up with the Kardashians. They get on my nerves.
Me too. I love them.
I like them. And Kanye's input of the girls' dresses, I was like, do that, Kanye.
But did you expect anything less, though? I didn't expect anything less. And I have, like, such a funny story about that. So literally after that episode aired, when they went to Versailles for the rehearsal dinner, if you follow me on my page, if you've been following me since, like, the beginning, I literally flew out to Paris just to go to Versailles because I was so intrigued. And I was just like, I have to see this. Like, why, like, would they do this? Like, I need to see it. And I went and I was just, oh my goodness, I was in heaven. It was amazing.
It's definitely on my bucket list as well. And guys, please go follow MC Bride Squad. It's a great page. You can get a lot of inspiration off of the page. That's what kind of intrigued me to kind of start following it. And so if you had any celebrity that you could do their wedding and plan their wedding, Maya, who would it be?
Big Sean and Janae. Ooh. God, please let them get married.
That would be such a good one.
I'm a huge Big Sean fan. Oh my gosh. So I'm just like, fingers crossed.
Did you see recently in the live, she asked him, why are we not married? And he said, don't worry about it, I'm working on it.
Right. I know. So I'm just like, call me, guys.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So with that being said, like, who are some of your mentors that kind of like have helped you through or giving you tips, or just what those people that you go to in the industry that have kind of gotten you where you are today?
Don't get me in trouble here. I don't want to like start leaving people out, but I will say someone that I literally spoke to him today. So I'll speak to this, but Lance Devereaux from Designs by Devereaux. He is such a huge inspiration in my life. He has been there for me and kind of helped me get Bride Squad where it is today by just kind of like giving me so much confidence, you know, and letting me know that, like, I can do this, I can do both, I can plan, I can blog, and I can still be a wife and keep my house and still work, because a lot of people don't know I work for a huge nonprofit organization called Second Harvest Food Bank, and so I work in their events department, so I help with that, so I'm just trying to juggle it all. And he's always just kind of been there for me, just giving me tips. And it's just so cool to see how much I've grown to the point where now I have clients who are hiring him for design too. So I'm super excited to get ready to work with him on a professional level versus just a mentor mentee level. So yes, be sure to follow Lance. His designs are amazing. He does celebrity social events. He's huge in the NFL, in the NFL world. Everyone kind of calls him and Courtney. They kind of get together and they do some amazing things.
And I had a pleasure of hearing him speak on your live the other day. And he is just a ball of energy. He's amazing.
Isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. And congratulations to him. He's planning his wedding now, right?
Like yes.
He's just recently engaged. Yes.
Oh, yes. My goodness. You guys, his proposal to his bridal squad was just amazing. It was literally, it was a digital one. So they all got like these little iPads, but it was in a box. So it's like the iPad was the top of like, as soon as you open the box, it was very Tyler Perry-ish when he invited everyone to their studio. So it's just like when you opened it, you got this huge, like this adorable message. And it was just, I loved it.
That's so amazing. Yeah. I think that like the bride proposals have like become a big thing. Have you seen that as a trend now with like the bride squads?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's almost like a must now. Now, and I highly encourage it because it's one of those things where you're asking your girls to stand by you, you know, or your man of honor, you know, to stand by you as you take this next step into your life. And they're saying they're the I Do crew. So it's just like they're getting married too. You know, they now have a new best friend to add into their circle. And it just really helps cultivate that relationship between the groom and your friends and your family. And so, yes, I think it's super important. And I think it's really nice too when the groom kind of does something. One thing I have been seeing just a little, and I hope it kind of like really takes off, is the groom coming in and kind of doing some things for the bride squad too. So bringing in the gifts with the bride and just saying like, thank you for, you know, sharing your friend with me. And I'm just like, wow, like that's so awesome.
That is such a real thing. And I want you to just touch base because I think you do such a great job of kind of explaining that transition of the friends, the bride, not any longer being the single friend, becoming the married friend, and that interaction between the bridesmaids. So can you just give them a little bit of what your theory is with that?
So I always say there's just a couple of bridesmaids, you know, there's definitely a top three, you know, that are going to be in everyone's squad regardless. You're going to have that old friend who has known you since you were like yay high, and she feels like she's known everything that you've gone through. However, you have like that new friend who's in your life and she's in that space with you now, and typically she's already married and you've kind of met with her, and now she's like your married friend, and she kind of knows what you're going through currently, you know, versus what you've gone through. And then you have that one bridesmaid who is, speaking of the Kardashians, it's like my favorite thing, but it's so true. It's that it was supposed to be me. Like, you have that girl. So you have that one girl who's just like, it was supposed to be me. And she's been in a relationship forever, or she just got out of a long-term relationship. And she's not super jealous of you as a person, but she's just feeling a little in her feelings about what's going on. And sometimes that kind of transpires, and sometimes that can cause a little confusion. So that's why I tell people, when you're picking your maid of honor, be sure to pick someone that you know is a peacemaker. Because regardless, you know, whether you have a bride squad full of males or females, you have a whole group of people who don't have anything in common except your friendship. And so sometimes that can be challenging because people feel like their relationship with you is being challenged by these newcomers or these old people who say they've known you forever, but they're like, well, I ain't never seen you and we've been out all last month. So it can be a little challenging, but you know, just important to come together and remember the purpose of why you're there. So that's why I always say it's nice for the bride to celebrate her friends with bridal proposals so she can acknowledge those relationships and let everyone know how individually you represent, you know, a piece of me that has made me the wife that I'm becoming today. So
Yes, and I think that's why it was so important to me to be able to do that for my friends. So I moved, and I had lived around my childhood friends forever, and then I have a friend that actually I went to college with that lived in Maryland, so her and I have been hanging out, and then I had a friend that I met in grad school, and she got married. So I have an eclectic, like, you know, a montage of friends. So majority of them live in Jersey. So I surprised them, and I said, hey, listen, let's all go to brunch. But I had orchestrated with the restaurant to bring out, instead of the food, these gifts that I had gotten them. So I had gotten them all their dresses, and I had previously asked them, I said, hey, what are you guys' sizes? Send me your sizes. And I had earmarked the dress, and I was like, waiting for it to go on sale, waiting for it to go on sale. And it had went on super sale. So I bought all the dresses, and then I made them these memory boxes, and I individually like kind of scrapbooked pictures with all of us together in the boxes. And I had them all open them up, and then I wrote them an individual card, and then the waiters brought the dresses out. And it was a really special moment. And my friends were so appreciative of that, because it is hard. I've been in weddings myself. I was kind of getting to the point where I was like, I'm always a bridesmaid. I'm never going to be the bride. And so I had... You know, I knew that, you know, it's stressful. There's a lot of money and time and resources. Right. So I just wanted to kind of pay it forward to them, because I wanted them to know, like, I know it takes a lot to commit yourself to being in somebody's wedding. And it was just one of those things that it was so, so, so much fun. It really was a lot of fun.
And can I just say, your squad is truly amazing. During that live, they were so interactive when you were on. Like, I mean, I got to go back and rewatch the live that I did on my page, and you came and joined on. And I was able to see, like, your friends' comments. And, I mean, I was just dying of laughter. They were so – I love them. They are just – they're so supportive, and, like, that's – that just means the world to me to, like, see squads all come together. And just like your Don't Rush challenge of your squad recently, that was amazing.
It's been a lot. So, you know, we're doing all of this on the Wedding Edition podcast, and I invited Maya on. You know, we're planning through a pandemic, and that's kind of like the theme until we get through this. And unfortunately, I had to postpone my bachelorette party, and that was like, it was going to be like my last girls trip. You know what I mean? Like the last time that all of us kind of dedicated and really said, like, all right, no matter what's going on financially, whatever, we're all going to make an effort to come on this trip. And it got canceled, you know, like it. Right. And so they're always up for my shenanigans. And I'm like, hey guys, I was like, can we do a Don't Rush challenge? Because we had planned outfits. We had nights and themes of the bachelorette party, like all black one night. And I was going to wear white every day. And I said, can we just like do it one time for the one time? And they're all over the place, like Jersey, LA, Maryland, North Carolina, like my bride squad is everywhere. And so to see that technology can just bring us all together, it was so dope. And the feedback on it has just been so, so amazing. I'm thankful. I am thankful to have such a dope squad like that. They are.
I'm telling you. And you, I mean, your squad, they're so warm. Like, I mean, I literally feel like I know them. I know them through, you know, your relationship, and that's just so amazing. And I also meant to tell you too, it's so amazing by you sharing your story. And this is why I like to share things on my platform, is I had a girl who reached out, and she was just like, I love the Little Miss ENT story, and I just went and purchased my bridesmaids dresses for my girls. And she was like, I'm having them all shipped to everyone. And I just, that just like warmed my heart. Like, because that's what it's all about. It's all about like sharing different ideas and everyone just coming together and saying like, you know, we're all in this together, especially during this time. It's so important for us to do that. And so thank you for sharing your story on my platform as well.
Anytime. And thank you for sharing that with me. I know people DM me all day and they're like, I'm going through this. Even like coworkers of mine that two of us were all engaged at the same time, and her wedding was supposed to be April 17th. And I just made sure we're all not at work. We're working, you know, distance, so social distancing, right, from home, teleworking. So I texted her the morning of, and I was like, how you doing? And she was like, Candace, you are like on another planet. I can't believe you remembered in the chaos that this was, right, my wedding date, because she had already told me she was going to have to postpone just due to what was going on. And so we're here, we're a network, and I want everybody to remember that, like, this is a lot going on, especially for a bride, especially for bridesmaids that are supporting a bride that might, right, be having these emotional breakdowns, right? Like, it's like, oh my God, all this planning, everything that I've put into it, the finances of it. So that's why it was so important to Awesome and myself to just dedicate some time to say, we're going through this along with you guys. And and to be able to talk to you and go on the lives. And I mean, I followed everybody that you had on your live, like that you brought on as a guest. I'm like, I know some amazing people.
It was
just a joy to be able to interact. I know a lot of my followers as well were in that live, and now they're following, yes, you, and they're like, this page is awesome. So it's all about us just sticking together, you know, like us sticking together throughout this.
Right. And it's so crazy to just think, like, I remember not even like a year ago, I had like less than like 500 followers. And
you,
so it's just
lying,
easy. No. So it was like easy for me to kind of go through my DMs and respond to everyone and get back. And now I'm just like, oh my gosh, like trying to get through, especially now during this time, because even something like as small as a bride reaching out and she's just like, but I just really wanted my date. And I'm just kind of like getting to those things where I'm like, if that date is super meaningful to you, just still say I do, you know, commit with your husband, you know, with your husband, and then have your ceremony and your reception at a later date. But it's just, I'm beyond grateful. And I feel like I've been able to grow so much because it's just being, one thing a lot of people don't know is that I didn't actually have bridesmaids in my wedding.
Oh, wow.
I actually had a surprise wedding. No one knew we were getting married. Yes, no, we got married on a Sunday. So we got married I go to a church where we were doing a series, and my wedding anniversary is February 15th. So obviously the series was on love for that month. And so that Sunday, our pastor was preaching on marriage. And right after, he was like, we're going to have a live demonstration of a marriage, a wedding ceremony. And so we did decorate, you know, our church. We go to a non-denominational church, so it's not surprising for anyone to walk in and see set design. So everyone just thought it was for the message. And so our friends and our family, just everyone was surprised. And so I didn't have bridesmaids. And I just know everything that I kind of was going through while kind of planning and getting those things together, because I initially wasn't supposed to have a surprise wedding, but just a lot kind of had happened with like families and planning, and everybody wanted this one way and other people wanted it this way. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it's just stressing me out. So I did a surprise wedding, and I actually started wedding planning after that. I went to the Marriott and I became like an events manager there. So I was, and I literally started that maybe a week after my wedding. So it's just like my, everything kind of lines up with it. And so I just know how important, how much I missed having, you know, my girls there with me to maybe help, you know, kind of get through those battles with, you know, just to have that girl on your side where it's just like, well, no, if this is what you want, let's do what you want. Cause no one's going to do that for you like your girl.
Yes.
And so I always say that. So that's why, even like when I'm doing our wedding planning, now that I'm doing Bride Squad, I'm always just telling them, I'm like, so which bridesmaid are you bringing today? Like, we want to meet, you know, I'm always encouraging them, take them to your tastings. Just, I mean, they have to eat the food too. And like I said, no one's going to be more honest than your girl. Yep. So it's always good to have.
You are so right. And the one thing that really attracted me to your page is that it was all women of color. And,
yes,
you know, a lot of times what I say on the podcast is the reason that Awesome and I started this is the podcast is based off of a black millennial couple planning their wedding and telling the truths about it. And so everywhere I would go, every magazine that I would get, everything that even like the ring advertisements that are for the major companies, everything was not for us. It wasn't any representation for us. And that's why I'm sharing so many of my personal moments, like special pictures. And you guys see only a tenth of the pictures that Awesome and I take. And I said, okay, we'll put this one out there, but let's keep some for ourselves. But the feedback of like, oh my God, your engagement cruise, the bathing suits, all of that stuff is so little girls can see it and teenage girls can see it and girls in their 20s can see it and say, oh, it does happen. And we do have this and we can be organized and there are pages out there. And that's why it was so important for me to get Maya on the podcast today is because she is showing representation and not to exclude anybody, but we need to be inclusive.
Included. So, exactly. Yes, that exactly. is always my point. I am not on a mission to just make it like where I'm not trying to be inclusive of everyone because I feel every bride of all races are beautiful and I celebrate that. I like that. I'm on the page. I get inspiration from that. But just to your point, it was one of those things where I challenge everyone now, if you go on to Instagram and you look up the hashtag Brad Squad, you just, we're not as represented. And it was just one of those things where I want, you know, like you said, the younger generation to be able to come on to Instagram and scroll through and see, just like you're saying, like see us on that yacht in our matching shorts and shirts and see us in Aruba, you know, with the flamingos, you know, I want it because we do that as well. That's what a lot of my friends and my family and a lot of my followers do too. And I just wanted to share that on another on my platform so they could see that. And I'm kind of like, you know, standing on the shoulders of others such as B Collective and Black Brat 1998. Like, I'm so inspired by the things that they do, especially what Ellie's doing at B Collective. I've been fortunate enough to meet her a couple of times and, you know, get some mentorship. And I'm just so blessed and honored because when she really sat down at one seminar that I was at, that Lance was hosting, and that's when she was educating us on how we make up, like, less than 13% of the bridal world. And that's crazy because I know people get married every weekend. So I was just like, wow. So I just wanted to kind of get in line, you know, and start and do my part as well. And just show that like, hey, we can sit here right beside you and, you know, we can all do this together. And so it was just one of those things where I just, like you said, I wanted to be show just inclusiveness of like what we're doing and show that we can throw balloons and take pictures too, ladies. You know, I want girls to feel empowered to do that and take your squad to the next level. So that's another thing I wanted to do.
Well, you are killing it and it's very inclusive and it's beautifully done. It's your page is just aesthetically pleasing. So what is next for you in the growth of your company and your brand?
So we've officially launched our website. That's what the live was for. I started to get so many inquiries about being featured and my DMs were just like flooded. So I'm just like, okay, why don't you guys kind of reach out to my email? And then my email started to get flooded. So I was like, okay, I need to create a designated space just for this too. And so I'm just super excited about that. We have, I'm going to get more into blog writing, you know, just writing some more tips and sharing that on my website. And I'm just really excited to kind of take Brad Squad to the next level by sharing other girls on different platforms, helping them. I mean, let's be honest, everyone wants to be featured. And so I like to consider myself as a middleman too, to kind of partner up with some of these other publications and kind of, you know, we get a lot of reposts from them too, just to share. And that just always brightens up a bride's day, you know, to see all of her hard work put, you know, in the limelight like that. And so we do, now we're starting to really stay consistent too with our Q&As, where we're taking real life brides and they are sharing their experiences. And so that's super excited. I know there's Carla there. So Carla, she's another bride who's affected by COVID-19. And so she was able to go on her bachelorette party, but like her wedding had to be postponed. And so it was just, you know, you guys should definitely go on the website and check out her story. I mean, when me and Carla, when I was interviewing her, she actually had to call her maid of honor to get answers to the question. And that just truly warmed my heart, because that is how, that's like how much involved, you know, her bride squad was in the planning of her bachelorette and her bridal shower and even the wedding day. And that's like so inspiring. So yes.
That's amazing. What's the website, Maya? What is
so the website is www.mcbridesquad.com. Nice and simple. Like to keep things clean. Like
consistency is key, girl.
Consistency is key.
And so for all the followers, where can they find you at, any other projects or your social media handles, so they can make sure they follow you?
So all of my social media handles are at MC Brad Squad. And you can find me, you know, my husband has pushed me onto Facebook. I was just like, I just want to stay on Instagram. Like Instagram is where it's at. So we do have a Facebook now. And so we are there. Once we start to blog more and dish out some more tips, we'll join the Twitter world. But okay. For now, we are right there on Instagram. So you can follow us there. You can connect with us on our website as well.
That's so amazing. Maya, this has been so inspirational. I can't thank you so much. You just kill these interviews. I really appreciate you coming on and just sharing your tips and tricks and stuff with the girls, because it is such a crazy time that we're living in. And I think that you just bring a lot of inspiration to the bridal world.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for this opportunity. You've really kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone. So I'm super excited to explore more avenues such as this. So thank you so much again.
Thank you. I'm just so grateful. For all of you guys out there, make sure you follow me at Little Miss ENT, LILMISSENT. It's short for Little Miss Entertainment, not Little Miss Scent, not Little Miss Ent. Get it straight. For all my loyal listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the love. And if you're new, I appreciate you. Please continue to follow the journey. Also follow Awesome. He's at Awesome_nobody. And Mr. Awesome. I'm going to be Mrs. Awesome one day. Yes. I don't know yet. I don't know what day yet, but soon.
It's coming.
It's coming. And as always, I love you guys for listening, because 100% you didn't have to. Have a great day, guys. Peace.
Thank you. Bye.